Bitcoin enters the week of the Federal Reserve policy meeting, caught between two stories: a hawkish repricing of interest rates and an intact bid tied to currency debasement. August Core Consumer Price Index rose 0.3% month over month, against 0.2% expected. That lifted the odds of a September 16th hike to about 85% and pushed 30-year yields to 5.35%. Bitcoin spiked to $79,800, then faded back near $77,000, holding support at $76,270. Despite that repricing, suggests the debasement bid is not exhausted. The immediate battle is Federal Reserve hike liquidity against the medium-term Treasury backstop. The market structure shows a round trip that has not yet broken down. Bitcoin's move from $76,040 to $79,837 and back kept the $76,270 support intact. But a weekly close below $78,300 would copy May's breakdown. CryptoQuant says the 365-day moving average at $81,700 is the bull confirmation line. Support sits at $70,000, then $62,000 to $65,000. Spot exchange-traded funds logged $449 million of net outflows over three sessions through Thursday. Thursday alone was $282.6 million, the largest since July. ARK Invest's fund led the outflows at $164 million. Grayscale's fund at $36 million and Fidelity's fund at $33.6 million. The supply overhang is real. Binance Bitcoin reserves sit near two-year highs at roughly 692,000 Bitcoin. Short-term holder and whale unrealized profit hit a record $9.07 billion on September 4th. And Kalshi prices end of 2026 Bitcoin near $75,000. On policy and institutions, the Senate Republican Revised Clarity Act is now a 630-page document ahead of the September 15th procedural vote. It adds Commodity Futures Trading Commission registration for non-decentralized decentralized finance trading protocols, but it retains Justice Department-led ethics enforcement and still lacks Democratic support. Treasury Secretary Bessent and Coinbase Chief Executive Armstrong are publicly pushing for passage. Armstrong says the bottom is in and expects a yes vote, while Myriad prices enactment in 2026 at only about 17%. The Financial Times reports that a U.S. regulator granted a banking license to the Trump family crypto venture. That report is single-sourced and paywalled. If confirmed, it widens crypto bank access and sharpens the ethics fight. Corporate treasury strain is also visible. Metaplanet cut its Series 10 option pool by 41%. Strategy skipped its weekly Bitcoin buy to repurchase $176 million of the STRC instrument and doubled its repurchase program to $2 billion. In the network and miner complex, Blockstream is refusing to pay a ransom for roughly 598 Bitcoin, worth about $46 million, still held by the Liquid Network exploiter. 3,400 Bitcoin was returned, but pegouts remain disabled. Revolut exposed know-your-customer records, passports, and full Bitcoin transaction histories after honoring a fraudulent request from a legitimate government email domain. The blockchain investigator Zach XBT says high-net-worth individuals were targeted. Artificial intelligence-assisted research cut the elliptic curve digital signature algorithm quantum attack benchmark for Bitcoin and Ethereum by 86% to a score of 1.496 billion. There is no quantum day yet, but researchers warn migration timelines just shortened. Separately, Nasdaq agreed to invest $100 million in Kraken parent Payward at a $21 billion valuation, targeting tokenized equities in the second quarter of 2027. On macro linkages, the trading desk QCP says 5% risk-free yields plus no nominal growth impulse is the worst mix for Bitcoin, directly undercutting the August Treasury liquidity put narrative. Brent above $105 and West Texas Intermediate above $100 on U.S.-Iran escalation feeds gasoline inflation and keeps the Federal Reserve hiking. That is the immediate bearish macro input. If long yields stay elevated, the failed Treasury buyback raises the odds of a bazooka-style program. CoinShares calls that the medium-term bullish catalyst for Bitcoin and gold. A few standouts fill out the tape. Hargreaves Lansdown began offering crypto exchange-traded notes nearly a year after the United Kingdom ban lifted, which opens mainstream UK retail distribution. The Secret Service froze $52.8 million of Tether tied to Jinbi Guarantee. The Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control designated it a transnational criminal organization. Albuquerque banned crypto ATMs, giving operators 45 days to remove kiosks, extending the state-level crackdown on scam conduits. And Iran is turning to crypto to shore up its sanctioned economy, according to the Financial Times. That report is single-sourced and signals sovereign adoption under duress. That is the Bitcoin tape as the market waits for the Federal Reserve. Back to the trading day.